The senators will begin the impeachment process of the deputy president, Mr. Rigathi Gachagua. Already, the Senate clerk, Mr. Jeremiah Nyegenyi, released what I'll call the schedule or the timelines of the activities of. And it is so clear that the Senate is ready to have the process kickstart. What's expected also is that the deputy president and his lawyers, they will be given up to 5 hours to defend themselves. And we are also expecting that all the senators to be present. You can remember that it is a process that will include each and every senator voting on whether to have the deputy president impeached or not.
So there are two court rulings, or one ruling and the other is expected Wednesday morning. What is the difference between these two court decisions?
There are actually two court rulings that took place on Tuesday in Nairobi at the High Court. The first ruling came around 4 p.m. East African time. And it was a ruling that saw the High Court in Nairobi declining to suspend the impeachment trial at Senate. Remember that this particular event is just among the more than 26 attempts to stop the impeachment process by various petitioners who are represented mainly by the lawyers of the deputy president. In this particular court declaration, the court rejected a request by the deputy president. He had gone to court to ensure that he seek what we call conservatory order, stopping the Senate from proceeding with the impeachment, but the court said no, it was not possible. The argument of the deputy president was that these charges at the Senate or this particular impeachment was politically motivated, and they claimed that the process was unconstitutional and it lacked sufficient public participation.
So the court ruling that is expected now for Wednesday morning, I want you to make the distinction between the one that is expected on Wednesday morning and the one that was made already.
I am coming to the second court decision that happened much later in the evening. It was a court decision by three-judge bench. Remember, the Kenyan Chief Justice, Honorable Martha Koome, formed a three-judge bench to decide on the several petitions put forward by various petitioners on the issue of the impeachment of the deputy president. So the more than 26 petitions have been consolidated together into one so that a three-judge bench could hear them. And today in Nairobi, the three judges say that they will give their decision on Wednesday morning at around 8 a.m., just 1 hour to the Senate impeachment process beginning, whether they are going to stop the Senate from conducting the impeachment trial or not. The deputy president will know on Wednesday, as from 8 a.m. East African time or Kenyan time, if you like, if the courts are going to stop its impeachment process or not at the Senate.
What are you expecting the courts will do?
You know, at the Senate, the process is rather political and not legal in looking at the charges against the deputy president. Because looking at how the National Assembly conducted the impeachment process, you will say that the process was political, and we also expect the same to happen at the Senate. But Kenyan courts are much independent, and I will say that the courts will look at the substance of the matters raised by Gachagua, because the deputy president is saying that should Senate be allowed to go on with the impeachment, it will infringe on his right. He's saying that his impeachment matter has not been subjected adequately to public participation. And it's also saying that his impeachment motion is based on what I'll refer to as a political witch hunt, meant to settle political scores and not on factual or tangible matters that need to be heard.